This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson U, North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Shiva Sankar Ramamurthy. First name is Shiva Sankar, S-I-V-A-S-A-N-K-A-R. Last name is Ramamurthy, R-A-M-A-M-U-R-T-H-I. Date of birth 6/7/1978. This is a 44-year-old gentleman who was seen in our office on 12/28/2022 with the history of recurring hives for almost 2 weeks period. Most of the hives have been on her extremities and abdomen and sometimes on face period. There is no history of any obvious angioedema, but he claims to have minor chest discomfort and at times he felt some suffocation period. No history of any vomiting, diarrhea, syncope or any other major symptom or angioedema to suggest significant anaphylaxis period. Interestingly, he was operated upon sometimes in November and took a lot of pain medications, and he's concerned about hives because of excessive consumption of pain medications and possibly surgery period. There is a history of some hives in 2003, and they lasted for about a few weeks, and he finally recovered. Period. There were some hives in 2013, lasting for about 7 to 8 weeks, and he recovered. Period. He thought about fungal contamination of products, but no other follow-up is available, period. Most of these hives could be anywhere, but lower extremities and abdomen were mostly involved, period. There was no history of any obvious allergies, period. There is no history of any, there are no pets, period. There is no history of any asthma, allergic rhinitis, or any obvious food allergies, period. Period. Overall, he's in good health, period. Examination revealed a lot of lumpy, large hives on his face, abdomen, extremities, and I believe, period. He also claims that stress might be causing it, and that certainly could be true, period. Interestingly, these hives could last for some time. The same episode of hives could stay on for more than 2 days, and that would certainly raise the possibility of vasculitis or some other unusual problems, period. Certainly stress could exacerbate this problem, period. He was given epinephrine, and I told him to keep it in case there are any obvious symptoms to suggest anaphylaxis, period. He was seen in by a dermatologist and was given famotidine 10 milligram twice daily with minimal benefit, period. I recommended to increase famotidine, F-A-M-O-T-I-D-I-N-E, to 20 milligram twice daily, and also use Zyrtec 40 milligram daily. Period. This might require biopsy and perhaps more workup, and may very well require biologicals if this treatment is not successful. And for that very reason, I have recommended him to be seen by another allergist who can intervene and do the appropriate things, period. Recommendations are made to see number one either Dr. Goldsobel or Toronto or Dr. Nelson, period. I believe he should do quite well. End of dictation on patient Shiva Sankar Ramamurthy.